Won't you come inside, human? It will be dark soon. Freya and I are getting ourselves ready for sleep. Come along. Yes, human? The storm? I don't know. It has been nearly a week and shows no signs of letting up. Could be another day, week, or month. I hope it doesn't come to that. You don't have to thank me for letting you stay. My sister and I wanted you to stay. It was you who considered leaving. Ah, Freya. Were you waiting for us?
Yes. I wanted to be sure our friend had returned before I went to sleep.
The human will stay another night. The storm is just as bad as yesterday.
Great. I mean, great that you will stay. I didn't mean that the storm is great. Won't you two come down now?
Absolutely. Climb aboard, human. All right. Off to bed we go. Here we are. Is the bed we made for you still suiting your needs? Glad to hear it.
Lie down, little one. Let me tuck you in. Comfortable? Splendid. Good night, little one. Good night, sister.
Good night, you two.
It's okay, you're okay. It was only a dream. By the gods, you are sweating so much. Let me remove your covers. There we go. Now, deep breaths. That's it. That's it. Now close your eyes while I wipe the sweat off your face. And done. Now keep your eyes closed and just focus on your breathing. Just like that. Very good. Let me know when you're ready for a drink. I have your container of water right here. All right, hold still. Here you are. All done? Okay. I'm going to put you back on the bed so you can sit down. I'll be right here beside you. I'll use my hand to support your back. A few more deep breaths, please. Are you feeling better? A little. Well, that's a start. Do you want to try going back to sleep? No. In that case, I will stay up with you for as long as you need. It's no problem at all. In fact, it's my pleasure. I wouldn't dare leave you alone like this. If you don't mind me asking, what was your dream about? What's troubling you? The plane crash. Oh, come here. You will join me on my bed tonight. And I will not take no for an answer. I'll set you down right here. Is that okay? Great. I am so sorry the accident continues to haunt you like this. Don't worry. Nonsense. You are in my home. Therefore, it is my duty to worry. To look after you. You would never become a burden. Promise me. If it ever happens again and I am still sleeping, you will wake me up. Promise me. Thank you. And not just nightmares. If for any reason you're frightened, sad, or just not feeling like yourself in any way, come to me. I'm here for you. Always. You're very welcome. I see you're looking more at ease. Let's both lay back and relax. Come closer, little one. Closer. Closer. Here, allow me. That's better. I hope you're nice and cozy. Great. What now? That's up to you. We can stay like this in silence, or we can continue to talk. Anything to pass the time until you're ready to sleep. What can we talk about? Whatever you want. I've come to realize I've kept you occupied with so many questions during your stay. You haven't had a chance to ask me any questions since your first night with us. I apologize. You don't mind? I'm relieved to hear you say that. I was beginning to think I might have become a bother. Now, is there anything you'd like to know about me or Astrid? No, she won't mind. My sister and I don't forbid each other from speaking about one another. Not that we ever had someone to share stories with. But now we have you, so ask away. Why do we live alone, and not among our own kind? We used to live with our family, but always had the intention of living on our own. Well, mostly Astrid. But I go where she goes. No, she doesn't force me to. She would never. I go where she goes because I can't imagine life without her. What about the rest of my family? I care deeply for all of them. My mother, father, 3 brothers, 2 cousins, my aunt, and my uncle. It's just, I've always been much closer to my sister than anyone else. That is a big family. I thought so too growing up. Perhaps me being the youngest had something to do with it feeling a little overwhelming. Living with a large family was part of the reason we wanted to move away, to have our own space. Still, leaving the family was never going to be easy. In fact, we left sooner than expected due to certain circumstances. Life with our family became difficult. How? Simply put, Astrid and the oldest of my brothers got in a very bad fight. What was the fight about? Actually, it was about humans. Remember when we first spoke? We told you everyone of our kind has their own feelings about humans. My family is a perfect example. My cousins and their parents didn't care much for humans, meaning they saw no reason to help or harm them. My brothers and father saw humans as prey. Astrid, on the other hand, was the only one to genuinely care for humans, ever since she was a child. For some time, this was an issue for my father. He could be so cruel to her. What about me? I was very young when Astrid's kindness toward humans was an issue for father. I hadn't yet learned how to speak. At least, not in the way I am speaking to you right now. Astrid told me about this while we grew up together. How she'd beg for the humans who accidentally crossed our paths to be let go. How she refused to kill and eat any of the humans. Father was outraged by this. In his eyes, his firstborn daughter was growing up to be weak, a disgrace. One night, things got out of hand. He tried to force her to eat a live human. Astrid cried for what she said felt like hours. Then, Father crushed the human. Right in front of her. He yelled at her, told her to eat, that she would not be fed anything else. It was at this point Astrid stopped crying. She shed all the tears she could. She was broken. She had seen humans die by the hands of our father before, but not like this. She fought for that human's life for so long, she had hoped she could save him. Only for father to end his life slowly. Painfully. How did she avoid eating the human? I had to get that answer from my mother. She forced father to stop after finally coming over and getting a good look at Astrid. She was completely still and unresponsive. Didn't even blink. Even as mother carried her to bed, she was frozen in place. That night, while everyone was asleep, Astrid snuck out and ran away. Mother and father were devastated the next morning. It took about a month of searching, but father found Astrid. Barely alive. He brought her home and immediately began nursing her back to health with my mother. They both apologized profusely the whole time. Astrid told me she remembered hearing their voices. Father's voice. But she never fully believed it was him speaking during the weeks it took her to recover. I like to think she didn't go through all that for nothing. That it spared me from such harsh treatment. No. I was never fed a human while I was young. Thankfully, encountering humans didn't occur on a daily basis. Mother always made sure food was ready for me the second I was hungry. It would have been foolish to wait for a human to be brought to me. No. Father's opinion of humans didn't change. I think nearly losing Astrid still haunts him to this day. I once foolishly asked Mother for details about the state in which my sister was brought home. Her description of Astrid's near-lifeless body gave me nightmares the following night. Ah, yes. Astrid's fight with my brother. I suppose it was a long time coming. Growing up, coming across humans was rare. Unfortunately, that made it feel like a special occasion to my brothers. Whenever they did find humans, they'd tell the family how much they enjoyed hunting them. My brothers found a sense of thrill and excitement they did not get from hunting wild animals. Well, little one, one day my oldest brother says he wants to go hunting and take our other brothers with him. All seemed normal. It had been a few years since any of us saw a human. We figured they'd return with wild animals as usual. Instead, several hours later, they returned with cages, each filled with dozens of humans. It was horrifying. So many of them in tears, scared for their lives. I could see a man and woman holding their child so close. When I finally pulled myself together, I turned to Astrid, hoping she would know what to do. When I saw her, she was already walking towards our brother. I could see the fire in her eyes. She shouted at him, demanded to know how and why he had so many humans. He confessed. They didn't go out hunting. Not the way we thought. They deliberately sought out every human settlement they could find and kidnapped them all. After that, Astrid walked over to the cages to set the humans free. My brother got in her way. She pushed him, he grabbed her. Then the fighting started. It was brutal. None of us dared to break it up. The whole family was in shock. The beatings they gave each other. Eventually, Astrid had him on the floor and beat him until he could no longer fight back. No. She did not kill him. But she did leave him with permanent damage. He is now blind in one eye. What happened to the humans? After the fight, Astrid approached them and waited until they were as calm as they could be. She assured them they would not be harmed. She set them free and accompanied them on their journey back home. She was gone for days. When she came back, she barely spoke a word. I never asked, but I think she spent that time helping them find new homes. Things were never the same. My brothers were furious. My aunt and uncle didn't praise or scold Astrid for her actions. I'd say respect is the best word to describe what they felt for her. From a child to a young adult, Astrid did what she thought was right. This didn't sit well with my brothers. To them, our aunt and uncle had taken Astrid's side. Not at all the case, but my brothers could be too hot-headed for their own good. Mother and father were mostly disappointed to see their two oldest fight the way they did. Tensions began to rise within the family. The same arguments were being had repeatedly. It was a never-ending cycle. It was exhausting. Astrid decided to leave shortly afterwards. For her, it was the only way everyone could remain on good terms. When the time came, I left with her, and we've never looked back. Do I miss them? Every day. Are you all right, little one? Getting sleepy? Me too. No, you don't have to go back to your bed. I told you, you're sleeping with me tonight. No, not like that. I meant sleep, as in just sleep. No, I don't want to do that. I didn't mean that. I mean, not right now. No, I mean we can't, because it wouldn't be possible. Of course I like you. Why else would I... Wait a minute. Are you playing games with me? Sister, how long have you been awake?
Long enough. Look at you two, cuddling together.
The little one had a nightmare. We were just...
My dear sister in bed with a human. What would mother and father think?
You know it's not like that.
Relax, Freya. You should know I'm only teasing. You've been nothing but amazing to our guest. Get some rest, you two.
We shall. Good night, little one. Sweet dreams.